he loved the game like nobody has ever loved the game of football. And you knew it. And he was excited and he was excitable. And people would just gravitated to him. And I don't think there'll be anybody like that in the history of broadcasting as far as I'm concerned.
That was Al Michaels right there. John Madden's broadcasting partner of 7 years, talking about what a force this guy was to reckon with. Welcome back to Good Morning New Hampshire. I'm Corey Iles, joined here with J-Dog and Josh McAlvin in for Jack Heath. We're going to continue our conversation now a little bit about John Madden and his legacy and into football, broadcasting, all of that stuff. And I actually want to bring in a good friend of mine, Lee Goldberg. He was the sports director for 26 years at WCSH in Portland, Maine. We worked together for many, many, many years. Hey, Lee, how are you?
Hello, my friend. It's great to hear your voice. How are you?
Very good, very good. So tell us a little bit about John Madden and what he meant to this game.
Well, I mean, you know, as far as his coaching days, that was a little before my time, but I certainly have, you know, through the years done research and history of him and certainly have learned about the legend of him. I was very lucky to have met him in 2001 when I was covering the Patriots out in New Orleans against the Rams, and he and Pat Summerall were the broadcast team. And so they made the broadcast team available to the local media just to kind of get their thoughts on the game. And that was just a great opportunity for me to chat with this larger than life figure, who was football. Like, I mean, if you looked up the dictionary football, there'd be a picture of John Madden there. I mean, he exuded football was. He loved the sport. He was a huge ambassador of the game long after his coaching days. And that came across in his broadcasting. So we chatted, really mostly just about the game and his thoughts on it. And he was like everybody else, just didn't think the Patriots had a chance to win, which, you know, at the time of that game, the Patriots were the biggest underdog in the history of all Super Bowls against the Rams. And then obviously he became pretty well known for the final drive of the Patriots when they got the ball with just under 2 minutes left. And he said, my advice would be just to run off the clock and play for overtime. Obviously the Patriots drove down the field and Adam Vinatieri kicked a field goal and that kicked off the Patriots dynasty. So he was kind of infamous for giving bad advice, if you will, at that time. But just a huge man physically, a huge presence, respected and loved by all. I mean, and I think that's kind of hard to do. You know, when you're a coach, not everybody loves you. When you're a broadcaster, not everybody loves you. But, you know, kind of universally, it seemed like everybody loved John Madden. He was a larger-than-life celebrity as he made his way through Radio Row and through all the various Super Bowl venues. Everybody wanted to shake his hand and talk to John Madden. So it was just a really tremendous presence when it came to football.
I mean, he certainly changed, you know, Thanksgiving Day football. I mean, it was kind of a must-see. Everybody, you know, he really, that was a tradition that he just, that lived on for so many, many, many years.
Well, and he was probably, Corey, the first to kind of make that transition. So here's a guy who was a football coach, right? There have been thousands of football coaches. But this is a football coach that suddenly is showing up in TV commercials, right? So now he's like a star outside of football. And now he's this really gregarious broadcaster with a big personality and big, you know, every time he's like, bam, wow. Like, he just, like, the way he calls football games.
Those were his little statement things, his injections,
and it made people want to watch. When John Madden was calling a football game, you wanted to watch it, and then that morphed into his video game. And as I've learned more about him through the years, I mean, this wasn't just like the Madden video game is obviously, you know, one of the most famous, you know, video games of all time. But the amount of meticulous detail that he mandated in his games, like, he wasn't just, let's put my name on a video game and we'll sell it. Like, he was hands-on, and he wanted it to be literally as lifelike a video game as possible, with every single skill set broken down and appropriate and relevant to each player. And it was a thing. Like, I mean, that transcended video games as well. So here's a guy who just, in every single platform, always demanded the best, whether it was coaching or whether it was broadcasting or was his commercials or was his video games. And I think, and was, again, widely respected and loved by all. And that's not an easy thing to do in so many different mediums.
I didn't know what turducken was, Lee, until John Madden let us know what turducken was, a turkey and a duck and a chicken, and the amount of pop culture that he was able to immerse himself in as you mentioned, as a commercial pitchman with the Madden Cruiser, because he was intensely afraid of flying, so he took a negative of not being able to fly anymore to now the Madden Cruiser sponsored by Outback Steakhouse.
Right. Yeah, and when it came through your town, it was an event, right? Everybody wanted to go see the Madden Cruiser. So it could have, like, it's a great point because it could have been a negative of what's wrong with this big, tough football guy who's afraid of flying. And he turns it into just kind of being an everyman's man. It's like, listen, I want to fly. Here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to bus, and we're going to make it a thing. Nothing was small. Like, everything was big. Everything was not just like, not overdone isn't the right word, but it was just done well, and it was done to perfection, and it was, again, the meticulous detail to everything that this guy did. And he was really, really a special man.
He did become, leave Josh McKelvin here, he really did become quite a pitch man there, and it was because you pointed this out. I've never bumped into anybody or watched a game with any of my friends where like, oh, God, I can't stand John Madden. Everybody likes John Madden, right? And whether it was the light beer commercials or Outback and all that, he had one of those qualities where, you know, it was difficult not to like him.
You know what it was, though? I think he was real. Like, he wasn't a broadcaster. He didn't come out of the Newhouse School in Syracuse. He wasn't Bob Costas. He wasn't, you know, so perfectly manicured that he was never going to make a mistake. He was just your buddy talking.
Somebody
about
you'd
football.
Have a beer.
He
with.
Was just a humble guy.
Right.
Yeah, like I feel like he would have been saying the same stuff in my living room as he was saying on TV, making up words, saying stuff that didn't make sense. And everybody at home is just like, I love this guy. Like he wasn't, you know, cut from any cloth. He was just a big football guy who loved football and loved to talk about it. And it just really endeared himself to everybody who was watching.
Yeah, well, it's a sad day in the NFL, no question about it. But you know, whether you're a fan of his coaching, or a fan of his broadcasting, or just a fan of his video game, you know, he's transcend generations, and he's somebody that's iconic. Maybe that word doesn't do it justice, but he certainly he deserves a place on Mount Rushmore of the NFL.
Well, it's really impossible to kind of talk about football without mentioning his name in so many different roles.
Ingratiated into the game.
Well, and just real quick, just think about the video games, right? How many different video games are out there? Like, you know, whatever, tens of thousands of video games. How many athletes have vested interest in their Madden rating? Versus, you know, like these guys care about that. Like they would push to get on the cover.
Right.
They would push to get a better speed rating.
That's very
Tom
true.
Brady would
like
make these videos every year, joking about how come his Madden rating was only a this, and he wanted it to be a this. And like, I mean, the players who normally would give, you know, two whatevers about a video game, they were really like invested in this, and it's because he made it something that was relevant and something that was important to them. And it wasn't, again, just his name on a video game. He was 100% vested in making sure that the players, you know, were buying into this as well, which they did. And then ultimately the general public buys into it.
Yeah, so it's evolved into a league of its own.
It's really crazy.
The Madden Challenge. I mean, you can, you know, these gamers will go and, you know, it's like serious business. You get prize money that's, you know, through the roof.
Charitable events, they'll do things like that.
They have a tournament in Las Vegas. They have a tournament in Las Vegas where they give out, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in prize money if you win the Madden Bowl.
Wow,
it's a huge business.
And Lee, don't forget about the Madden Jinx. Now, John Madden was on the cover of the games for so many years, and then they started putting players on there, and then players for some reason they'd be on the cover and they'd get hurt, or they wouldn't have the season that they had before that if they had won the Super Bowl or got to the Super Bowl, and then so another thing that the pop culture could immerse itself in was the so-called Madden Jinx, which I think Pat Mahomes was able to reverse a couple of years ago when Kansas City defeated San Francisco in the Super Bowl. But the Madden curse became the 21st century version of the SI Jinx.
Yeah, that is a true story, and it was generally an injury. So if you were on the cover, you needed bubble wrap the next year.
That's right. Yeah. Peyton Hillis, yeah.
Well, Lee, thank you so, so much for joining us today and just sharing your time with him. And it's always so nice to hear your voice.
I was happy to have met him just that one time, but it's something I'll never forget. And he was, you know, for Patriot Nation, I mean, he was part of the call of the very first championship for the Patriots. So he will always have a special place in Patriot Nation as well. So it's a kind of cool memory lane to go down. So thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much, Lee.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Lee.
Thanks.